One of the great geographic blessings of North Idaho's Silver Valley is also a curse. The high steep hills that surround the valley make it visually stunning, but they also hold in air pollution, especially when colder air is trapped near the surface. Spokane sometimes has that same issue, especially in the winter. In Washington, local air quality officials have the authority to limit or stop burning of wood stoves until the air quality improves. Many of Idaho's counties don't allow that. For a few years, the Silver Valley's air quality didn't meet federal standards. It does now, but to get there, the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality had to do something to reduce the pollution sources. So it devised a series of incentives, carrots, not sticks. Dan Smith is among those responsible for developing those incentives. He's the agency's West Silver Valley Airshed Project Coordinator.
One of the things that exacerbates the problem here in the Silver Valley is our economic conditions. The lack of vitality in the mining industry, which was the backbone of our economy here in the Silver Valley, many people are very economically challenged. So wood heat is one of our number one sources of warmth. And of course, wood heat burned in older stoves, which many of the stoves were installed back in the 70s and the 80s, are not EPA-approved stoves. They put out a large amount of particulate matter, which during inversion conditions just accumulate in the valley and cause some pretty good health hazards. We have similar issues in the summer. Last year when the fires were going on over in Montana around Lolo Peak, much of the smoke came right down into our valley and stayed for a long time. Any local fires, any slash burning have a tendency to gather up in the valleys as well during inversion conditions.
Smith oversees a program that includes grants for measures such as swapping people's old wood stoves for more efficient stoves.
A dirty old non-EPA stove is maybe 40% efficient, meaning 40% of the heat generated actually goes to heating the house. The new EPA stoves are up to 85% efficiency, so you don't have to burn as much wood to begin with in order to get the same amount of heat. So that's an automatic boost in air quality right there. On top of that, rather than burning or emitting, I should say, anywhere from 20 to 80 grams of particulate matter an hour, the new EPA stoves, the ones that we're installing, are 3.5 grams an hour or less. So a tremendous difference there. We're swapping out the wood stove. We are doing any chimney work that needs to be done, which is often complete replacement of the chimney. And we're improving the heating capacity of their home. So it is a great deal.
But in an area known for not trusting government, is it a good enough deal that will convince people to willingly give over their stoves for something from the government? Yes, for at least a few Valley residents, according to this video produced by the agency.
I'd encourage anybody that had the opportunity to do this to take advantage of it.
If you have a wood stove that isn't up to snuff, you're a fool not to take advantage of this program because it's $4,000 of free money that could be put into your house and, yeah, get out there and get it.
Now, the wood stove changeout is only one of our prongs in our multi-prong approach. We're looking at a shed program. We're having 75 sheds are going to be given out to people. Low-income people who have asked for a shed. We're also looking at a dry wood provider program where if somebody is a commercial provider of dry wood, we want to certify that they're putting out dry wood. We want to have sort of a marketing ploy where DEQ goes around and we'll measure the moisture. And when you buy from Bubba over here who's got dry wood, you know, you can be assured that somebody is looking out for you and is putting their stamp of approval on the product that he's producing. So those are two things that, you know, directly related to the wood stove use. Another thing that we're doing is a slash reduction process. When you look at the amount of slash that is burned, Shoshone County is primarily federally and state-owned, and there's a lot of timber production up here. Well, after a timber sale, you have a lot of slash laying around on the ground, some which is just not marketable timber that they knock down and burn in slash piles, and that's valuable stuff. We want that to be hauled out of the woods and turned into marketable products. We're not exactly sure what those marketable products might be. It might be dry firewood. It might be compost. It might be wood chips. It might be hog fuel for cogeneration plants. We just don't know yet, but we are working at that, and we have the funding in our grant for 3,040 tons of material to be pulled out of the woods.
Dan Smith is the West Silver Valley Airshed Project Coordinator for the Idaho Department of Environmental Quality. The carrots, not sticks approach has helped to pull the Silver Valley's air quality back into federal compliance. That's the May 31st edition of Inland Journal, Spokane Public Radio's weekly public affairs program. You can download a podcast of the program or listen online at SpokanePublicRadio.org and direct your comments to InlandJournal@KPBX.org or call our listener comment line at 509-232-6904. Spokane Public Radio is listener-supported and made possible through your contributions. Thank you for your support. I'm Doug Nadvornik.